So, any questions? I remember you did something for Ariane, huh? No, some years ago.
So this story of putting dynamic data structure in a static setting seems to me horrible. Surely you have to face that, and because they are programming like that. But it seems to me that they should use normal programming language with dynamic data structure and prove that you cannot use more than finite amount of space, and then you could do regular reasoning about programs once you did this complexity analysis first, you know. It seems to be much better programming. But so what's your opinion about that?
So I completely agree. So actually, I see this is just one instance of a story where we get programs to verify which are way harder than they should be, and often for bad reasons, because the people who implement them in the first place have very low awareness of verification techniques in the first place. So they see, for instance, in the case of this static block allocation, what the people are afraid of is to run out of memory. So in order to, I mean, that is malloc could return zero. So in order to avoid that, they just have their own memory manager, which is actually way more complex, which makes the program way more complex than it would be if we did not have a memory allocator to analyze inside the program. But there are other instances of this issue. Even in the numeric, in the case of numeric computation, we have seen some floating point conversions implemented using bitwise operation, which is, I think, quite a disaster to analyze and to verify even by hand. It takes half a day to just convince oneself that this software is correct. So this is indeed a general pattern in embedded softwares.
Okay.
So maybe one last comment is, hopefully, after one more decade of work in verification, the awareness for such technique will increase, and then people will just say, let's use the method you just suggested and use the regular, simple programming technique.
Okay, so thank you.
Okay.